Now to the latest sensational developments from the New South Wales Independent Commission Against Corruption. ICAC has declared that the coal exploration licence over the Obeid family's farm in the Bylong Valley, as well as a separate licence given to a company chaired by former union boss John Maitland, were, and I quote, so tainted by corruption that they should be expunged or cancelled, and any pending applications regarding them should be refused. Additionally, ICAC has recommended that the New South Wales State Government should legislate to provide the power to confiscate profits made by those with knowledge of the corrupt conduct, while also ensuring compensation be paid to any innocent person affected by the licence cancellation. Michaela Whitbourne, the Sydney Morning Herald's legal affairs and investigative reporter, has been covering this story. Michaela, welcome to RN Summer Breakfast.
Thank you, Cathy.
Well, that's quite a Christmas present in the worst kind of way for the Obeid family and John Maitland and possibly others. Is it really conceivable that the state government will pursue ill-gained profits from these parties?
Well, indeed, I think it is. Barry O'Farrell gave some fairly strong indications yesterday that he's looking to implement ICAC's recommendations in one form or another. He says he's given the companies that now own those licences until January 15 to show cause why those recommendations shouldn't be implemented. So, yes, they are fairly strong indications that he will be pursuing both the individuals who profited from those licences and the companies that now own the licences.
There's certainly a strong political imperative there, isn't there?
Well, absolutely. In New South Wales, residents and Sydneysiders have been waiting for months, really, to see what was going to happen to Eddie Obeid and others over the profits that they've made from these very lucrative exploration licences. So this is really the next step, and people are keen to see that they don't get to keep these ill-gotten gains.
What assets might be available to be reclaimed from the Obeids and John Maitland?
Well, Eddie Obeid obviously has a luxury mansion in Hunters Hill and other properties, lots of business ventures across the state. In fact, his house is actually on the market, as Fairfax Media has reported earlier this year. John Maitland has a rural property, and I'm sure they have many other assets that ICAC is aware of that we're not.
I think I saw a figure for the Obeids of something like at least $30 million.
Well, that's the $30 million that they made from this coal venture, so certainly the state government will be looking to pursue them over that amount of cash. There's also mortgage payments that the company that owned the exploration licence was paying to the Obeids, and that totaled around $3 million, including the amounts that were paid to some of their associates.
So there'd be quite a money trail that the New South Wales government would have to navigate.
Well, indeed, and it's all sort of there in the paperwork, but whether or not the money is still there and capable of being liquidated is another question, I suppose.
So what exactly is ICAC asking the state government to do?
Well, ICAC has asked the state government to pass special laws that are directly targeting these individuals, firstly to cancel the exploration licences because they are, as you say, so tainted by corruption that they shouldn't be allowed to stand, and secondly that it should pass special laws both to confiscate the profits of anybody who was aware of the corruption at the time and to compensate those who might be adversely affected by the cancellation of those licences if they're innocent parties.
Could there be legal problems in legislating to pursue profits like this?
Yes, well, ICAC has amended or appended, rather, to its report a legal advice looking into some of those issues. The eminent counsel have decided that they don't think that there is a legal problem, but there are constitutional issues there, and I'm sure that the companies that are caught up in this inquiry are looking at whether or not that they could challenge the legislation on constitutional grounds.
As you mentioned, Michaela, Premier Barry O'Farrell has given those who hold the licences until the 15th of January to show cause why the recommendations shouldn't be put in place. What have we heard from the affected parties to this point?
So far, both of the companies have been extremely vocal in putting the point that the state would benefit from both of these coal mines going ahead and being developed. Obviously, there's a lot of self-interest there as well. And they say that they will be vigorously defending their rights, such as they are. So I expect that we'll be hearing a lot more of them before January 15 and indeed after then.
What about potential criminal cases? What are we expecting from that? What is ICAC saying about that?
Sure. Well, ICAC released two earlier reports in which it made recommendations that a number of individuals, including John Maitland and Eddie Obeid and his middle son Moses, should have criminal charges considered against them. Now, that's the role of the DPP, and it will be looking through all of the evidence adduced at ICAC to determine whether or not it has a strong enough case to pursue those individuals. And we're expecting that will be quite a lengthy process, so no decisions will be made overnight.
Certainly, 2014 is going to continue to be interesting out of ICAC.
Oh, indeed.
Michaela, great to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Pleasure.
Michaela Whitbourne, the Sydney Morning Herald's legal affairs and investigative reporter.